The Victorian government is investigating ways to store greenhouse gases in deep rock formations off the state's coast. Some Australian scientists say carbon capture and storage technology could offset emissions from coal-fired power stations, but the proposed project off the Gippsland coast has drawn the ire of local residents, as Robert French reports.
Carbon capture and storage involves taking greenhouse gas emissions from a coal-fired power station, compressing the gas into a liquid and injecting it into the ground. The proposed storage location off the Gippsland coast is less than 100 kilometres away from the Hazelwood power station that pumps millions of tonnes of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere each year. Dr. Charles Jenkins is the CSIRO's principal research scientist.
The opportunity in Gippsland, looked at from a purely technical point of view, is a terrific opportunity. There's a lot of CO2 being generated. It's not that far from areas where there are really excellent storage locations.
He says the technology has been proven internationally and Gippsland is a good candidate.
It has actually been going on for decades in other parts of the world. In Norway, there's been carbon capture and storage with the storage deep under the North Sea since the mid-90s, I think. So that's, as far as the Norwegians are concerned, this is all old news.
The Victorian government wants companies to search the offshore rock formations as part of a joint project with the federal government that started in 2009. The state's Energy and Resources Minister, Lily D'Ambrosio, is stressing it's just to investigate whether it's possible to store greenhouse gas emissions there.
We are certainly not in the business of taking risks with the environment, and that is why this is a non-invasive exploration licence that is open now to tender, and this is something that we've got to be very clear about. It is non-invasive.
Ms. D'Ambrosio isn't sure what level of commercial interest there will be or whether the carbon storage is even possible in the region. But Seaspray resident Maggie Everson is concerned it could be detrimental to the area. She says there are too many unanswered questions about the suitability of the coast between Seaspray and Locksport.
It's not even clear exactly how they can do it safely, especially along our coastline. And if it's not geographically right to do it here, why are they even attempting it?
Ms. Everson is also concerned the Gippsland coastline is too unstable.
We have seismic problems and we have many earthquakes and all the rest of it and have had along this coast.
But Dr. Jenkins isn't worried.
Well, if this really were a serious issue, it would be quite amazing. The oil and gas enterprise in the Bass Strait has been able to go on for such a long time without attracting attention. I mean, after all, taking a lot of fluids out of the subsurface isn't really all that different to putting a lot of fluids in if it's unstable.
He says there are risks, but the technology is considered to be about 20% of the solution to reducing carbon emissions.
I would say they're largely familiar risks and really do need to be balanced against the risks of what we're doing at the moment, which is just letting these millions of tonnes of carbon dioxide off into the atmosphere.
That's Dr. Charles Jenkins from the CSIRO, ending that report from Robert French.